Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't steal from kids. Mostly.
106.5, The End.
So Katie was telling us earlier this morning, you're mad at your kids right now, but it might not be your kids' fault. What is going on in your house right now that has made you upset?
There is generally, I think, in every house, the go-to parent.
Mm-hmm.
The parent that the kids go to for just about everything.
Right.
And it used to be so bad that, like, I could be in the bathtub upstairs and my kids would yell downstairs from inside the kitchen to, like, ask me where something was while their dad stood next to them in the kitchen.
Okay.
It isn't that bad anymore. But what happens now is, despite the fact that there is a parent in the house 24 hours a day, because it's not like anybody's leaving to go anywhere,
mm-hmm.
my kids will text me while I'm here at work to ask me things or ask me for things. And it's like, did you know that your dad is home?
I don't know. This is a curse and a blessing, because in my house, I'm the parent. I'm
yes.
the go-to parent. And it pisses me off, just like it pisses Katie off. The problems that your kids have are grown-up kids' problems.
Bigger kids' problems, yeah.
Mine are little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask things, you know, like, wipe my butt. Wipe my butt.
Yeah, that's true.
Your mom's right there.
But
have her wipe your butt.
It's the same answer, though.
Right. Your mom's right there.
Your mom is right there.
She's right there.
Yeah.
Do you think that they were so used to your husband working at an office away from home that it's just kind of routine that they ask you?
I think
for my kids, there's definitely some of that. Mm. Like,
it's a small percentage. It's because you're the go-to parent is the parent of action.
Yes, that is true.
That's the only reason why the kids see, because my wife and I have had discussions and fights about this, because she sometimes takes it personally, where she's just like, why do they ignore me?
Oh, well, that's nice of her.
I can tell you why, because there are times where, like, something is about to fall off the table and you don't even notice it, and I'm the one that gets up and runs around the corner to catch it, you know, or stuff like that.
I mean, you're very lucky that your wife feels offended by it, because part of the reason that it's a little bit better now, where, like, my kids don't yell up the stairs for me while their dad is standing right next to him, because we had to have so many fights about me going, you can hear them saying this, right? Yeah. Could you get the chocolate milk? So now he says, Audrey, what do you need? I'm right here. But if they're, like, texting me while I'm at work, he doesn't have the chance to, like, swoop in and interfere.
Oh, my God. So funny. Like, literally, last night, I am the one that bathes the two little
yes.
kids, okay? Connor's old enough he can go shower by himself. So the kids are in the bathtub. Theo and Zoe, they take a bath together. Anyway, though, so they're in the bathtub. I don't know what my wife is doing.
Sure.
But I am in the laundry room scooping cat poop, which I hate doing. I'm the only person who has done it for the last 10 years.
Because your wife's been pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and pregnant women can't be around cat poop.
Oh, yeah.
So, so I'm in there doing that. And then I just hear Zoe start screaming and crying in the bathroom. and no one is moving. I can hear footsteps. No one's moving. And I literally had to shout, can somebody check on her?
I mean, yeah.
It's just always the assumption that the go-to parent is going to take care of it.
So not having any kids, is this what I have to look forward to?
If you have more than
one.
Well,
it depends on which parent you're going to be.
Which parent do you think I'm going to be?
That's a good question.
And this is based on you having kids with your current girlfriend?
Sure.
I don't know
her. That wasn't a very absolute yes.
I don't know. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
I don't know which other girlfriend you want to pick from, but okay, we can roll with that one.
Let's go with yes.
Okay.
Man, this is tough.
I don't know her well enough.
I'm gonna say because she has kids already, she will be the go-to parent because she's a single mom. She's been the go-to parent.
Right.
I think she'll just fall into that role naturally.
However, one thing I've learned with single parents, if they've been single parents for a while and they've kind of grown into a lifestyle where they don't have sole custody. They're not around their kids all the time. So they're kind of not the majority. So like they have kind of grown accustomed to this lifestyle of having more free time.
Yeah,
to
but
do
not, I'm
more
talking
things.
About just when kids are around.
I know.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder if that's the mindset with your girlfriend, okay, then because she works and also goes to the gym. So that's a chunk of time out of the day. And if you're the parent that is home more than she is,
all right,
default to the action parent because she won't be there.
Got it. All right. Well, if you guys needed any parenting advice, let me know. I'm here to help.
Right? I wouldn't even take friendship advice from you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.